It's Lake Effect. I'm Mitch Tyke. A few weeks ago, as many of the interviews for our Project Milwaukee series were coming to fruition, our new intern started work. Kirsten Wisniewski is a successful 2008 MPS graduate, but as we were talking about the series, she let it slip that both her parents teach in the MPS system. Plus, she has an uncle and an aunt who teach. So last weekend, we sent her home with a recording kit, and she sat down with her mom. Nancy Wisniewski is a special education resource teacher at Milwaukee German Immersion and Milwaukee French Immersion Schools. She works with special ed students in mainstream regular ed classrooms, students with disabilities like ADHD, behavioral or emotional disorders, and students within the autism spectrum. This is her third year as a resource teacher and fourth year in special ed. But she started her career as a school counselor, and she explained why she made the transition to the classroom.
While working as a counselor in a parochial school, I shared an office with a resource teacher, and I couldn't help but notice that there was a big overlap between the students who needed the extra academic support and those that needed the extra emotional support.
So it was a fairly natural progression from school counseling into special ed.
Oh, definitely. It was very, very simple, very smooth. Pretty much the same kids, the same types of kids, the same kinds of behaviors.
So what was it that drew you into MPS, especially given, you know, the reputation that MPS has gained in the last couple of years?
I am a product of MPS. I found excellent schools for my children in MPS. My spouse is employed by MPS. I am a proud, nearly lifelong resident of the city of Milwaukee. I've been a Sherman Park resident for more than 20 years, and I've seen really the amazing potential of the school system through the experiences that you, Kirsten, and your sisters have had through MPS. And so I really felt the call to MPS to be something like a civic duty.
What are some of the challenges that, you know, you face as a special ed teacher within this district? And then what are some of the challenges overall that teachers are facing within the district?
I know that one of my biggest challenges is that I've got 15 students that I see daily or almost daily, and they have 15 different sets of goals. So the biggest wish that I know I had would be just more time. Beyond that, though, what really concerns me and has concerned me for a while is that it seems that kids are coming to school at the kindergarten level not prepared. And I've read a couple of different reports, and I think it was a United Way report that commented that as many as a third of all kindergartners are coming to school lacking the basic skills, whether it's, you know, tracing or writing their name or using a scissor or coloring with markers or crayons. This is a whole new experience for a lot of kids. Even more frightening is a lot of these kids are coming in without, you know, the social skills or even the verbal skills. You can tell they're put in front of computers rather than being talked to.
What is the effect that has on their later education, and then how also does that play into the special ed system within MPS?
Well, for a lot of these kids, I think they're starting school then with a deficit. And in addition to that, and this is taking it a little bit different direction, another concern that I've had or problem that I've had is that there are a number of parents who are really not prepared or not willing to provide their kids with those kinds of supportive experiences, whether it's at the kindergarten level or even beyond. And as a special education teacher, I've had some parents who've been absolutely wonderful, who look for opportunities to support their kids. There are parents who read books about their child's disabilities. I mean, those parents are wonderful, and those are the kids who I'm seeing as being the ones who are having more success. On the other hand, if you have a child who has not only maybe starting with the deficit of not having the kindergarten skills, but then has a learning disability, that's holding them back. And if the parents aren't helping, the teachers really have a very limited time span in which to fill that gap.
There's been a big focus recently, a big push for an increase in assessment of students across MPS, you know, whether they're special ed or regular education at all ages. How does that affect your students? And then is your definition for success for your students different from, you know, success for other students or, you know, what state or federal standards define as success?
First of all, let me state that I think assessment is absolutely crucial in regular education, in special education. I do have some trouble, though, with the WKCE because it doesn't always fit with what we're trying to do. The children I work with have something called an IEP, which is an individual education plan. And that plan is based on what their ability levels are and what their goals are. Now, for example, when I was teaching sixth grade, I did have a number of kids who were reading at the second and third grade level. And we would try to accommodate them to help them improve their literacy. And then we give them this test that might be at a, you know, it's a sixth grade test, which has material that's probably ranging from the fourth, fifth, sixth grade level. We take away all these accommodations that we give them in their daily instruction and expect them to be successful on the test. And that clearly is not going to happen. Now, that's not to say that there aren't accommodations that we do give the kids that do help them be more successful.
Can you give some examples of what type of accommodations your students get?
Probably the most commonly used one is extra time. They're allowed basically the time that they need to take the test. I've also had students who, for non-reading portions of the test, say for a math portion or a social studies portion or a science portion, have it written into their IEP that they're allowed to have the questions read to them. I've also had some students who've had fine motor deficits that make their penmanship nearly illegible, and they may be allowed to use a word processor without the editing tools, you know, no spell check, no grammar check, but they're able to use a word processor to write an essay or write a response or have a scribe write a response for them. For some students, this makes the difference between them not being proficient and being proficient.
How does that change then the type of data that these tests are collecting when you're comparing those students who are receiving accommodations with regular ed students? What does that really do to the meaning of the scores that these two groups of students are producing?
Well, that's a question that I have as well. The WKCE is this criterion reference test. You know, it's made to be a test that's given under, you know, the exact circumstances. I mean, it's a very regulated test. And as soon as you start giving the accommodations, which, again, I'm all for giving my students the accommodations they need to level the playing field. But when you get a score then, you get a score where a kid is proficient and a regular ed child who, if he would have been given extra time, would have been proficient too. So I'm not really sure what these scores tell us. One of the other problems is that because my students, say, get extra time, is that some of my students will take two times as long or even three times as long on some sections of the test. We end up using up all that time or even exceeding the time that's required in their IEP, their service time. We end up using it all on testing, and that ends up being a couple of weeks of lost instruction. For my students who have goals in their individual education plan that may not be the same as the grade level goals of their peers, sometimes it doesn't seem to make sense. So it seems like we're using a lot of our time on some of these standardized assessments.
Ultimately, are you optimistic about special ed within MPS?
Well, it'd be pretty hard to get up every morning and go to work if I didn't feel optimistic about it. I think what we're seeing is that our district, as well as other districts, are having to pay more attention to what's happening with our special ed population, and that these kids deserve high-quality curriculum. They deserve good teaching and learning environments. They deserve caring teachers and quality instruction. And so I think our district is paying more attention to that and coming, you know, doing what they can, doing their part to provide more curriculum and more resources to teachers. I look at my colleagues, and I have some wonderful and amazing colleagues at both the German Immersion School and the French Immersion School, as well as other colleagues in the district. And I see the heart and the love they put into their students. And so when I consider the effort they're putting in and all they're doing with their kids, I really can't help but be optimistic.
All right. Well, thanks for talking to me, Mom.
I'm always glad to talk to you, Kirsten.
Nancy Wisniewski is a special education resource teacher at Milwaukee German Immersion and Milwaukee French Immersion Schools. She was interviewed in the basement of her house by her daughter, our intern, Kirsten Wisniewski. One more break, and when we return, MPS teacher and blogger Jay Bullock. This is Lake Effect on WUWM.